The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. I sometimes have the question asked to me, if these are the last days and Jesus is coming soon, why should we be involved in government? If things are just going to get worse and worse, why try to fight it? I sense the sincerity of people when they ask this. It does seem logical that if indeed Jesus is about to come, we should spend these last moments of our time on earth just working to get people saved and ready for heaven. I can relate to their thinking very well. I used to think just like that. But let's look closely at the foundation of these ideas. It assumes we know the time of Jesus' return, and yet the Bible says that only the Father knows for certain when that time is. Even Jesus Himself does not know when He will return. The Bible says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father only." So we can't be absolutely certain that this is the day when Jesus will return. While He will certainly return to this earth in a visible bodily form, He warned us not to major on trying to figure out the exact time of that return. Likewise, for Christians to stay out of government implies that government is only a necessary evil and not part of God's plan. This is a great deception. God says in Romans 13:1, "There is no government power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." God established government before He established the church and told it to preach the gospel. Any idea that government is not important enough to have some of our time and attention is simply not a biblical idea. What then about the idea that we just can't fight the growing evil because it's prophesied in Scripture to happen in the last days, and the Bible does teach that men will grow worse and worse? The problem with this idea is, again, that it's based on the assumption that we're certain these are the last days, and we just can't be absolutely certain of that. But it also has another false idea to it. It assumes that evil overcomes righteousness, and nowhere does the Bible teach this. It teaches just the opposite, that, quote, "we are more than conquerors." Genesis 1:26 teaches that we're the ones who are to rule in this earth, those of us who are born again. When we lay down and let evil roll over us and our children through bad government, we are acting out of the height of selfishness. We're saying that we're going to sit by and let government servants make slaves of our children while we just dump the whole mess into the lap of the next generation. We're surrendering without even a fight for the precious liberty of our children. Are we so self-centered that we don't care what kind of suffering we bring on our own children, so long as we don't have to be inconvenienced? Think about it. And besides, the greatest reason to work to make government righteous is because it's the right thing to do. God gave us government to protect the right to get the truth to the next generation. To not vote and work to influence government with righteousness is to count liberty as a worthless thing when Jesus died to bring us into liberty. So we're to work in government. Even if we lost every battle until Jesus does come back, we're to fight for righteousness in government because God ordained government to be righteous. That's reason enough. Thomas Jefferson said, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty." Are you fighting in government to make it protect your right to get the truth to your children? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian History Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.